Hello and welcome to the Limited to Liberated podcast, taking you from corporate to calling and calling to movement maker. I'm your host and energy strategy mentor, Nicole Eisler, here to help you magnify your unique presence, stand out with confidence, share your value with conviction, so you can get paid to make an impact doing what you love. It's time to step into your purpose with passion and power. Let's dive into today's topic. Awesome. Welcome back to our show. Not enough, as in I'm not enough. It's this dangerous state of mind, especially when you have this vision and you have this dream to step into something you're really passionate about, but it requires you kind of putting yourself out there. Right. But I mean, I've been there, feeling like you're not enough. Even now, there's still days where you have moments where you have those little thoughts. They creep in. You're scared for at least a little bit now and then. Right. I'll have moments where these thoughts come in. Maybe I'm not smart enough, or I'm not there yet. Or, oh, was I productive enough today? Am I really talented enough to do all of these things? Am I successful enough? I mean, all of those thoughts, they really lead you into a tiny, small little space where you feel backed in a corner and you're not enough, because you can't, those type of thoughts, they don't set you up to feel good about where you are at, what you have accomplished. And those kind of thoughts, they can really blindside you when you're not expecting them. Right? You want to be a success. You want to step out. You have this vision. You have this dream. You have a life you're already living. You know how to do it that way. But when you start looking beyond the fences, you start looking on the other side of the fence. Can I really make it over there? Without all of this familiarity, without the structure, without this thing that I got going on, and maybe that's in your current job, or maybe you have it, you've reached a certain point where you know how to manage things, right? And you know how to do what you're doing, but you know that that's not where you want to stay. Your heart tells you something else, right? And no matter how much you've already proven, you can still wrestle with those feelings like, am I good enough? Do I have what it takes to make this happen, this huge goal of leaving where I'm at and creating something new, something I've never done before, right? Stepping out, putting myself out there. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, right? Now, whether that's stepping out, maybe you've never done live streams before and you want to start doing that, or maybe you want to start sharing your value and content posts, and or maybe you want to start your own community, right? You want your own group and your own community to step out into. If you don't have that yet, yes, you should be doing that, because yes, you have so much value and you have so much to offer. But if you're not seeing it and you're not feeling it, if this is resonating, right? If you ever feel these sort of poisonous thoughts that seep into your mind, like, what am I doing? Am I crazy? How is this even going to be possible? Right? Have you ever wondered, where does this come from? This, I'm not good enough. If you want to give your best and live your best life, work, and you work hard and you try hard, but you just don't give yourself enough credit, well, that could be one. I mean, that's a pretty popular one, right? If you're constantly beating yourself up, or you're thinking that somehow you should have done more, you should have been more, you should have been there more, you should have been on that list, you should have been that. It's always this like measuring up in your own mind. And it's not the fair version typically when it's coming from that place. Right? And there are statistics galore about people who have anxiety disorders. I just had a friend tell me yesterday, her daughter suffering with anxiety. Everyone's suffering with anxiety, and anxiety is not a forever emotion. We create that. What we're creating internally, what your ego is creating, is activating more anxiety. And it can stem from all different directions. When I'm working with a client, if anxiety comes up, we need to look at, okay, root cause. What are the, what are the signs? What is this? What are the thoughts that go with it? How do you feel it in your body? When do you feel it? When do you notice it? Intuition uses anxiety in ways to get your attention a lot of times. And also, I know that if someone's having limiting beliefs, I'm not enough, I didn't do enough, I should have been there more, there's this kind of comparing sort of like taking a tally of what you should have done, but you didn't, that creates a gap and that creates anxiety because there's this measuring up. Am I enough? Am I enough? Am I enough? And if I'm constantly in that state of, am I enough? Am I enough? Am I enough? Maybe I answer no. And so then this anxiety of whether or not I'm enough makes me a statistic. Well, we can't have you a statistic. You're here to help others. You have a passion, you have a purpose, and you have what it takes. But if your ego's setting you up that you're not enough, it's just a dangerous zone to be in. So we want to dive into this, because if you feel like you're maybe not enough, you don't have what it takes, you're not working hard enough, you're not doing, you can also end up in things like burnout, overwhelm, because you just go, I gotta do everything. That's what I'm not enough adds up to. And no matter what you have done, no matter how good you're doing. Now, I mean, I have clients who are like, oh my God, will you look at how far you've come? Since, you know, like, we'll start working together. And maybe they don't have a community and they don't have a business page and they just have an idea, or maybe they just have a vision and a passion. And all of a sudden they have a community and they have programs and they're implementing. Or other clients who had an idea and it started as a hobby and then they decided, oh my God, I love this. I want to do this for other people. And they started sharing and sharing and sharing and actually getting paid to do what they love. That's a beautiful thing right there, right? That fills your heart. It fills your life with purpose. You feel good when you get up in the morning. You're not, I mean, anxiety is a different thing. Like, I'll have anxiety when I can tell something's off in my business. I need to make a shift or an adjustment. Or I put a lot of pressure on myself. I have big goals. I have big projects and I like to get them done yesterday. I don't like sitting in the creative process is fun for a while, but then you just want to have it created, right? So yes, you can feel things like that, but the goal here is not to become a statistic, because you're trying to activate your purpose and your passion and step into something. Because the other part of this is, I know that when those who are destined for a great purpose, now a great purpose can be defined so many different ways, it's so personal, but I'm saying that someone really, like, boy, they have a vision and they know they want to help more people and they know how they want to do that, or they at least have this, like, they just know they're meant for something more and they don't take action on it. I can tell you that things like heavy thoughts, things that weigh on them, anxious thoughts, those things activate when you're not stepping actively into your calling. So, you know, it's way more exciting to have a little anxiety about pressure about a fun project because you're living your calling and you're out doing your thing and you're helping the world, right? Then I feel like I'm meant for more and I'm not doing anything about it. So the goal here is always to help you step out stronger, have more confidence, more conviction. But if everything you're doing only adds up to I'm not enough, that's tough. And I was there. I mean, that was like my daily MO. Not enough, not enough, not enough. And I would push myself, and no matter what, and I hit burnout a lot, I got sick a lot, things fell apart a lot because I would push so hard they just wouldn't work. Right now, and you may be in a place right now where you recognize some of these thoughts and feelings, but that not every day is like this, of course, right? There's a lot of days, especially for me, where I'm just so, like, this is the goal too, is to become purpose. Like, I live my life on purpose. When I'm on my purpose, when I'm on that path, I don't have I'm not enough thoughts, because I'm so, like, this is what needs to be done, and here's who I'm here to serve, and here's what needs to be shared. And I just come from that aligned space, right? But if you don't know what those are for you, or you're not sure, you don't have that confidence or conviction, then you can have those days where, I mean, confidence, well, I mean, I cross my fingers, you know. Yeah, there's things I'd like to be doing, but I'm not. We want you to believe in your own abilities, that you can do what you're here to do. And we need to activate the right thoughts and feelings in you to make that happen. Because it, you know, even, and the people I work with, if you're listening to this, I know you are. I know you're a positive person. You want to make a difference in the world. You want to make a difference in your own world. That's why you listen to things like this. You're all about personal development. But it could be hard to remember positivity, right? And, oh, I'm good enough, and this is so great, when you are right about to take the next big step in your life or in your business, in your purpose, right? You're going into, I've never been in this territory before, like, whoa, this is new for me. Or all of a sudden you feel like, WTF, what happened to my progress? It feels like it totally shut down, right? I just, when I hit an up level, or it's time for an up level, all of a sudden, it's like I'm going, and then it's almost like the best way I could describe it, it's like I'm skating along, like on the ice, you know? I'm just like, yeah, woo, and you're going so fast, and then all of a sudden you wipe out, and you're just sliding. There's no real movement. You're just sort of sliding, and you're like, what is happening right now? Right? And I know it's time for an up level because I can feel things starting to shut down around me. It's like all the gears are starting to lock up and they're not rolling along like I need them to. So I know it's time for an up level. But when you are about to step out into the wild unknown, oh my God, I have fear of unknown. I hear that a lot, right? But you're going, you're like, oh, this is so exciting. And I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. You're like, oh, should I be doing this? Am I crazy? Right? You're going into these new goals in this new area, or you're about to post. Maybe you're a creator, and maybe you're about to post something you've never shared in the world before. And you sit and you stare at that button to share it online. Okay, all I gotta do is push a button. Or you're gonna go live. You're gonna do your first live stream. And you wanna do it. You have so much to say. You can feel it when you're driving in the car. You're walking in the woods, right? You're all alone. You have these messages. You're like, oh, I need to say this. This is what the world needs to know. And I'm gonna do a live stream. And you set it all up. You type it all out. And you're gonna hit that live button. And you're gonna hit that live button. No, wait. Okay, now I'm gonna hit that live button. I remember that. I don't think about it anymore. Now I'm like, let's get this shit done, right? But I remember first podcasts and first posts and, oh my God, am I doing this right? Is anybody gonna think I'm crazy? Are they gonna look at this and just say, who is this chick? Hey, you know what? Some people probably still do that. That's cool. At least they saw me because I'm doing it. What are you not doing? Because maybe you feel like I'm not enough. And what is it doing to you to keep it all inside? It's important to assess that, right? Because when you are suddenly flooded with feelings of like self-doubt, or I hear this sometimes, well, I feel like a fraud. I don't know. Am I ever going to really measure up to this like pie in the sky, like, woo, this huge thing of success, right? You look at what other people are doing and you watch them, you admire them, you think, man, I've had a lot of clients and people in my community, they go, oh my God, I could never do everything you're doing. And I remember thinking when, back when I hired my coach, this was probably about 2 years ago, and I was like, oh my God, how does she do all that? And now, I was a good student, right? I learned well, and so I've come a long way, and now I get it. But sometimes we think like, oh, how am I ever going to do that? Because when we compare, right, we only compare our worst to their best. So you get this, your ego's like, oh, they must just work harder. They must just be better at it. They must just know more. By the way, none of us, not one entrepreneur, was born with all of the knowledge it takes to be an entrepreneur. Half the time you learn by falling down. And you can learn, if you're an entrepreneur, you've been at it for a while, like I was, I mean, raise your hand if, like, you've tried this, you've been around the block a few times as an entrepreneur, right? Now, maybe you're just starting, so take this in. There's not an entrepreneur school. There's people who teach sales as an entrepreneur. There's people who teach, like, funnels, and there's people who do all different areas, but you can't possibly know every, it's not like learning the alphabet. There's only 20, you know, there's so many variables and versions and different styles. Being an entrepreneur is a personal journey. You can't know everything up front. There's nothing you can, and that's what holds a lot of entrepreneurs back that I see. I don't care if they're an independent coach. I don't care if they're a personal trainer. They hold back because they want to make sure they make the right decisions. Hey, you know what? You got to make aligned decisions, and whether or not they work out and lead you to, they'll always lead you to something else. Like, either the realization that didn't work for me, or I loved that outcome, I'm going to do that a lot more. But there's this needing to make a perfect decision is so much pressure, and it all adds up to, because I'm not enough, I'm terrified I'm going to do something wrong. You just sometimes you have to learn by experience. And then what happens? Oh my gosh. Well, now you have these self-doubt thing. Am I enough? Maybe I'm not enough. Look at all them. Look at what they're doing. I could never do that. I don't know technology. I've heard that one. How do you do all that? I'm not good at technology. Do you think I was born with some genius technology DNA? Like, no. You just learn. You just learn. And most of it is simple. And for the stuff that gets really complicated, you don't need that up front early on in your business anyway. By that point, you can hire somebody who's an expert at it. In the beginning, you can start simple. Simple means just having conversations with people, but if you feel like you're not enough, you're not going to do that. You're not going to invite people to have a conversation or even have coffee with you because, you know, I had a client say it. She said, what if I don't bring enough value to the conversation? Obviously, we worked around, we've got that all turned around. She has tons of value, right? Because ultimately, at the end of it, then, you wind up just, you blame yourself. Oh, you know, it must be my fault. I didn't try hard enough. I didn't work hard enough. I could get up earlier, and I didn't. I should have stayed later. I should have went to more networking meetings. I don't know. We could come up with a million of them. You just have to stop. Like, stop that now. It might feel like that, but that is not the truth. It is not accurate. I've learned the truth, and I have allowed myself to embrace it wholeheartedly. Even in the moments where it wavers, I still come back to, oh no, I am meant to be doing this. There is no doubt about it. You see, the truth is, I am enough, and you are enough too. And I know that I'm meant to be doing this because the thought of leaving it, if I were to ever leave what I'm doing right now, I don't even know if I could breathe. Like, it puts a lump in my throat and I have tears, just the thought of walking away from this. So what is it for you that you just can't leave it alone? It comes back, it pokes at you, it taps on your shoulder, right? I had a client say, oh God, my dream is just, it's like relentless. I'm like, yep, and thank God. Yes or yes? It won't leave you alone. It won't give up on you. So don't you give up on you. You are enough. You're more than enough. Right? And typically this is, you're not giving yourself enough credit where credit is due. You're not tallying accurately. There's a process to progress. I have another show on that. You can listen to that. But the truth is, there's like a whole different side to your story where you're the hero. You are the pillar of strength. You are the one that God gave talents and gifts that no one else has. The story is about you. You got to get the story straight. Because those gifts, they are unique to you. You alone. And those gifts that you have, whether they are activated or not, activated, by the way, means you are actively using them daily. You are actively using them in your life. And if you're not, you probably have a heaviness, an agitation, a sadness, a wondering, is this all there is? You know, oh, another day of this. If you kind of feel like that, you're most likely not actively using your gifts enough. But those gifts are divinely aligned with your dream, with your vision, with your purpose. It all goes together. I mean, it's cool. Like, that part you are born with. And the experiences that you have are meant to light a fire in you, activate those gifts, show you how to step into your power. You know, it's so interesting because what I've learned through all the work that I've done and the people that I've worked with and observing and listening to so many personal journeys, including my own, the experiences that we have in our life that feel tragic, heavy, sad, they test you to the core, right? They're the ones that were meant to activate your gifts and your powers so that you stepped into it. You become your power through those experiences. But unfortunately, what happens is we're taught that, oh, woe is me, that was so sad, it wasn't fair, I didn't have what they have, I was given a rough start. I don't know too many people that have not had. If it wasn't a rough start, they get a rough middle. You know what I mean? Like, there's, it's not just, I don't know if there's a human that's like, it's just this blissful, yee, you know, every moment of every day from the second they were born. We wish, I wish. We can have that, though. You can have that. You can choose that. Because what you've been given, the better side of the story, where you triumph, where you have full-on support from the universe, that's the real story. That's the truth. So are you feeling like you're not enough? Has that been coming up for you? Has it been putting up a roadblock when you want to step out and do something new or do a new thing? Get out of your comfort zone. You got to do this, right? I'm here to help you see the beauty of you. Embrace the better side to your story, the real truth. You are unique. You are talented. You are gifted. And if you can't see or feel that right now, I am here to be the mirror that you need to look into with your spiritual eyes and see all of that amazingness about you. Because that is the truth. And the world needs your value. It's not doing you or anyone else any good sitting inside of you all dormant and cooped up, bottled up. So let's talk about some things to remember if it pops up. Am I enough? I don't know if I'm enough, right? These are things just to kind of remind yourself of, because if you're doing that comparing thing, you know, yeah, stop right now. But, you know, we've all had moments, right? But the people you're comparing yourself to, they probably compare themselves to someone else too. And the interesting thing is, someone may be comparing themselves to you. Did you ever think of that? They look at you and they go, oh, wow. Look what you have. Look what you can do. And you're like looking over here at someone else and going, oh, look what they have. Look what they can do. And then that person's looking off in the distance at somebody else. Look at what they can do. Look what they have. Right? So it's best, though, how about look at you? If you are going to look at someone else, which I do it, I'm inspired by so many people. The thing is, when we're comparing and someone else is comparing, not everybody's comparing apples to oranges. We typically compare our worst to someone else's best. And you might be looking at someone and think, oh my God, look at the empire they've built. Look at everything they're doing. Look at how do they do all that? By the way, usually someone you're thinking like, how do they do all that? They don't. They have a VA or they have a team or they have a spouse or they have someone helping them. In the beginning, yeah, you kind of do it all. But after someone has an empire, they are not doing it all. They have people that help them do it all. And when you're, and then, you know, other people, they might look at you and think, God, you are the strongest person I know. And you're thinking, I don't have what it takes. And someone else is looking up to you. You're feeding their soul with like hope. You're inspiring them in some way. And you're sitting in your own shoes thinking, you don't have enough. You're not enough. You don't have what it takes. You know, start to observe, what are people saying to you about you? What kind of compliments do you get? Because those are your pillars, right? We all compare ourselves to somebody else. And when I do, I ask you to, if you notice someone else, you go, oh, I wish I had that, or wow, do they do that? Instead of comparing your worst to their best, because if they're in a different space, they are simply showing up in your awareness, thank you, intuition, for pointing out where you can grow to. It's not to make you feel small or make you feel like you're not there yet or you're not enough. If you look at them through spirit, you'll see it's saying to you, look, they did it. You could do it too. Consider them a distant mentor. I have mentors that I've never met. Never met them. They don't even know I exist. But I watch them and I'm inspired by them and I Wow, they're just amazing at that. Right? They're amazing at that. Or, God, they just put themselves out there like all the time. And they just, like, look at The Rock. If you don't follow him, you should, because he's really inspiring. And he's always working hard, working out, hustling, creating a better life, being a dad, being an actor, being a best friend, you know, being a humanitarian, being like, I mean, there's people that I look up to. I've never met them. I hope to someday. Right? And there's other people, entrepreneurs, Grant Cardone. I mean, there's so many, well, The Rock is an entrepreneur, but there's so many, right? There's so many people that you might look up to, and yet you've never had a conversation directly with them. If you're going to compare yourself to someone, at least give yourself some credit and know that it's spirit saying they did it, you could do it too. And you can learn from a lot of different people because everybody's uniquely different. Next one, you know, your ego just plays such an unfair game. Man, it's just, and it's convincing. Talk about acting. It's the most convincing liar. I don't hate the ego, as I always remind. The ego is part of you. There's no sense in hating it, but be aware of it. Don't believe everything you think. Random thoughts do not qualify as truth, okay? So if you're having these cruel or discouraging kind of thoughts going through your mind, they're just thoughts. It's totally unhealthy and exhausting to give so much power to any negative thoughts. Having negative thoughts, completely normal. Everybody has them. Need to move away from, I just need to stop my negative thoughts. Well, that there's one way. You don't want that yet. You're still here for a purpose. I can't have you disappearing. So it has to be, okay, so I had a thought, but it doesn't make it true. What do I need to hear right now? Talk to yourself. Learn not to believe everything you think. Don't listen to your thoughts. Talk to yourself. So don't listen to yourself. Talk to yourself. It's so important. It's more important what you think of yourself than just random thoughts that pop in. And if you're getting close to a big breakthrough, oh, they're going to, they flare up. They do. Am I going to do this? Because you got used to being where you were before. If you're going to step out of that and become something bigger, something more, you're going to expand, you're going to be more visible, you're going to, well, yes, then the stuff's going to, as they say, new level, new devil. That stuff likes to surface. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself what you need to hear. Because here's the next one. There is more right with you than there's nothing wrong with you. Right? There is more right with you than anything. I love taking what feels like a wrong and making it right. I love taking something that feels like a failure or I didn't do this good enough or whatever. You bring it to me and I promise you will leave with a different perspective. Like I used to always, I like zoomed in and magnified all my perceived flaws. Remember, your experience of life is through your perception of it. Okay? So It really helps to remember that if you, your mind is amazing, it will go in any direction you point it. You know, I was in New York earlier this year and we went to the top of the Empire State Building. They had these little things and you could look, you know, through the, I don't know what it's called, but like through the lens, you know, and look. But I can only see in the direction I point it. So even if I have my eyes up to it and I'm trying to see the far off in the distance, but I don't have it pointed in the right direction, I'm not going to see what I want to see. So I have to turn it and face it in the direction I want to look, and then now I can see that. Your mind is the same way. If you're not taking control of where you're directing your mind, it's going to go wherever it wants, whatever it settles in on. So you have to point your mind in the direction you want to go and understand that everything's right about you. I mean, the fact that you're listening to this right now means you're alive and breathing and opportunity is right here for you. That's pretty cool, right? And remember that you need to love yourself the most when you feel like you deserve it the least. If you're being super, super hard on yourself about something, you think you failed, you dropped the ball, you should have this, should have that, not this, not that, that is exactly the moment to love yourself. And here's a bigger thing. If you want love, if you want acceptance, if you want, you have to be it. You have to be it first. And then you'll attract it. That's what you'll notice. If you're in the state of anger, or shame, or blame, or you're anxious, you're depressed, you're feeling all this stuff, that's what you're going to notice, and that's where you're pointing your mind, to notice and pick up on those things. So when you feel it the least is when you need it the most. Just love on yourself. Just stop and go, wait, what have I done really right today? What have I really kicked ass at? Where was I a badass? Where did I feel like giving up, but I showed up anyway? Like, what did I turn around? How much do I care about people? Why is it so important for me to make a difference for others? Like, get into that zone. Take charge. And know this. You must learn to love where you're at before you can ever get where you want to go. This is not about, oh, I just hate this now, and I just can't wait to be out of here when I'm over there, because you create a huge gap, and then you stay here while what you want is over there. You don't want that. Right? You want to be moving forward, so embrace it, man. Like, love where you're at. What can you feel grateful for where you are at right now? Make peace with it. And your journey towards something new is going to feel more and more and more and more inviting. It's going to get closer, closer, closer. You're going to close that gap, and you're going to step into it eventually. And then you'll create some other beautiful thing you want. But love where you're at to get where you want to go. Because your ego is always going to put what you want way out there, and you don't have what it takes, and you're not enough, and it creates this big gap, and it's just not true. Right? I love to, here's your next one, focus on progress rather than perfection. How far you've come rather than how far you have to go. Oh, well, you know, I've been doing really good, but I'm not there yet. You say that enough, you'll never get there, by the way. I mean, this, like, it's one of the biggest causes of this self-loathing things, this hell-bent need to get it right. You know, you got to strive for perfection, success. And then if you fall short, which is what your ego always makes you do, you feel less and you feel worthless and you're not enough, and see how dumb that was and I shouldn't have done that. Just be willing to put yourself out there. That is an accomplishment within itself. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down, fall short. It doesn't matter, because the goal is, I'm going to keep going. I'm never going to give up on this. I mean, instead of beating yourself up and berating yourself, which takes so much time and energy, it is a waste, right? Of, oh, I messed up, and I 4 steps forward and then 17 steps back, or whatever number you give it. Just give yourself a pat on the back for trying. Making progress. You're still here, right? And, you know, this kind of ties the last couple in together, but you can't hate your way into loving yourself. Telling yourself what a failure you are, or what you don't have, or how you screwed that up, or you're not doing all you could do, it doesn't help you at all. Telling yourself that you're worthless, you're not enough, or you're unlovable, it doesn't make you any more worthy or lovable. There's no sense to it whatsoever. So you can just stop doing it. Isn't that cool? It doesn't make any sense, so why do it? I know, it sounds like that's too simple, Nicole, to just stop. But really, the only way to love yourself is to love yourself. There's no other way to that. So it doesn't matter who you are, or where you stand, or where you are in your journey. Just love yourself. You are more than enough, but you are enough just as you are. And the more you remind yourself of that, it just gets easier and easier, and then it gets automatic. Practice, 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 practice. Right? So here's just a couple things, right? Things you can do. Practice feeling good enough. That's your goal. It's your ultimate goal every day. What could I do to feel good now? What could I do to feel good now? What could I do to feel good now? Oh, and there's so many fun ways to do that. I mean, we have to shift from, did I do enough, to did I give my best? Did I give my best today? How could I give my best? This, like, cranking culture of, it's like really, we're trained to think in quotas. How many clients did you get? How much money did you make? How many tasks did you complete? And it starts early on in school. You're taught to do assignments. Then you get graded, right? You have to fulfill your credits. And you go through the system. So everything is tally, tech and tally, tech and tally, right? And the only problem is you're not a machine. So if you are not, you're not honoring yourself, you're just putting pressure on, you're just doing those things, and the tally always comes up short, well, then that's an issue, right? So stop basing your worth on quantity. It doesn't add up to anything. Start gauging your joy, your success on things that you gave your best. You loved fully. You showed up bravely. You stepped out and did something. You did something that made you nervous today. Yay! It won't make you nervous next time. It's not always jumping off the top of the mountain. My goodness, let's just start with fun things. I love getting my clients out of their comfort zone with fun things that they're so excited about. They, like, literally, I have clients that can hardly wait to hang up because they want to go do their assignments, which are like building their business and stepping out and getting more visible, because we break down what feels like not enough. If I feel like I'm not good enough, I'm going to be terrified to go do this. And the interesting thing is, it's kind of funny, it's like we feel like if I do this, the ceiling's going to cave in on me or something. But it doesn't. But what can happen is you can feel like you're caving in if you don't do it. Right? So what really matters when all is said and done is that you're giving your best. And your best is going to fluctuate day to day. Some days you're going to be like, oh my God, I was a rock star. And then the next day, well, you know what? I gave my best today considering what I was dealing with, or considering this unexpected thing that happened, or considering that I only had to fill in the blank so many hours of sleep last night, or, oh, I got food poisoning. Probably not going to be your best the next day compared to your rock star day, right? The truth is, you are always good enough, even if you don't feel it. And if you don't feel it and you don't believe it, it means that you've let your ego rule your life too much. When you're in your head too much, that's where the measuring, where you fall short. That's where the counting, where there's never enough. Okay? And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, we need our mind. Like, you need your mind for contrast. And I mean, without it, you can't really learn from things like mistakes. And I mean, I don't really call them that, but just for, you know, I know some people call them mistakes. I don't call them mistakes because, man, I learn, you know, if I were to ask you, what's one of your biggest mistakes? And you told me, you're like, oh, this one thing, this one time when I did this or I didn't do that. I go, what'd you learn from it? And you go, oh, I learned I'll never do that again. Do you think you'll ever forget that? Now, if I ask someone, what's one of your biggest successes? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was this, or, oh, it was this big thing. What'd you learn from it? It was cool. Oh, all right, sweet. No, not that we don't learn from our success or from our accomplishments. Those feel great. But there's so much gold in those things called mistakes. I mean, I love them, right? Not every day. Kidding. Look, the truth is, in this very moment, right now, you are always enough. You have to make that decision, commit to it, because you are exactly as much as you need to be, no matter what it is. If you want to get out, you want to be more visible, you want to build a business, you've never been there before, you've never had a successful business on your own, or you want to take your successful business, you want to take it to the next level, and you've decided, I'm a movement maker, I'm doing this, there's no holding me back, I know what I need to say to the world, I know I have to get this out, and here's what I'm prepared to do. You're already enough. You may need to grow more. We're always, hopefully, evolving, growing, stepping into more of who we are here to be. Okay? But in this moment, you're exactly as much as you need to be. It's just we're going to keep growing and evolving. So you're not short on anything. You know that that cliche, like, pretend you're your own best friend. You know how people say that, and it's almost become kind of corny, but it's true. Because you can judge yourself really harshly. And we can say, oh, yeah, I wish I wouldn't do that. But, you know, everybody's done it. So just, like, chalk it up. Everybody's done it. But really, you have to learn to talk to yourself. You know, I would say talk to yourself even better than your best friend, because sometimes you want to tell your best friend something else. You can be straight up truthful with yourself and say, you know what? Yeah, maybe that sucked, but look at what we learned, and this is who I need to be, and this is how I'm going to show up, because it's this important. I mean, we are seriously so hard on ourselves, and it's not even, you know, it's just a conditioned mind that creates those cruel thoughts. It just doesn't make more sense to be your own ally. You're with you all the time. You're in your own head. You're in your own body. You feel your own emotions instead of constantly like just up against yourself. So, you know what? And let the world pass you by. It doesn't matter, because you're not in their lanes. Stay in your lane. Do your thing. It's easy to get caught up in the endless more, this churning and burning of the pace of society. Choose your own pace. There are days where, man, I'm hard at it. I got a list. And then there are days where it's like, nope, today's for a creative project. And there are days where I have all these plans. I got to be here, and I got to do that. And then, you know what? Next day, not so much. Create your own pace. Not paste. Create your own pace. Because everybody does it. Everybody's, you know, hurry, la, 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 la. Just, it's like we're always encouraged to do this producing and this building and creating and squeeze. Not if you feel stress. Or overwhelmed, just take a breath. We do have a lot of masculine energy in our culture. And it's not, I don't mean like, you know, everybody has their own way of describing it, but you do need that yin and yang. You need that balance. And it's okay. The world out there is just fine on its own. Focus on the world inside. Like, if you go... Here's funny. So nature will always remind you of the pace, okay? If you go out into nature, you go out in the woods, go ahead and just notice, is it overwhelmed? Is it stressed? You're not going to find, like, you won't find a depressed squirrel just sitting there, like, little head in his little paw. Hey, what's up, little buddy? Just really depressed. I don't have enough nuts. You better be laughing. Right? And you're never going to find an overwhelmed river. Oh my God, I can't flow fast enough. Like, that doesn't happen in nature. Ego does that. You just find what is in nature. So be in that state for you and your purpose. Because when you forget it, you can go back, right back to where you came from. And that is where we wander so far from. Come back home. Realize that that place is your home. When you come back to yourself, when you set your own tone, when you set your own pace, when you set your own intention, that's when you've come back home, and that is when your power is activated. That is when you're going to move forward into your purpose with that passion. You become unstoppable, right? And so finally, here's just another quick thing, you know, that I have and that I've done for years. Create, now, whether this is a ritual, whether this is like something you do daily or when you really need it, I have different versions of it, but create a what I'm proud of, like what makes me me. To remind, because your ego is always looking at what still needs to be done, what's out there, what they're doing and you're not, and it's always like doing that. You need to look at like who you are, what you've already become. I have a folder of what I'm proud of, and I've had it for years. I've added to it for years. You can do this, whether it's a folder of things, journaling about it. I journal every day my wins and successes, my triumphs for the day, and I go, oh yeah, I did that. Oh yeah, I got that done. Oh yeah, and I got that compliment. Or yeah, a client said, you know, they're winning, or they sold their first program at their new fees, or and they didn't even flinch, and it was so exciting, and they're so happy, and they get to help someone else. Like, there's all different versions of what I'm proud of, or what becomes part of my, goes into my, like, trophy folder, right? And it is, in the folder that I have, it's thank you cards I've received. So a client sends me thank you cards. I've had cards from when I've left different jobs, and I know I made a difference because of what someone wrote. I have articles that I was, articles printed about me. I've had other things that I created, newsletters and different jobs that I've done, and awards, certificates, certifications, I should say. There's all different things. I have things in there from my boys. You know, love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Like, handmade cards. I have some of those in there because these are all things that remind me how good my life is. You have to take an accurate assessment of how good your life already is. Remember who you are. Come back to yourself. Now, on a daily basis, whether this is part of your meditation or just acknowledging or writing in your journal about who you really are, your new soul agreements, it's powerful stuff. Because, you know, yeah, there's days where it's blissful and amazing and it's so, so fun when you're putting yourself out there and you're getting the return and this, but then there's days in between and moments in between and you're processing and you're working on things and you're, you know, if you're still working a corporate job or working in a different job and you've not yet fully stepped, like, well, fully as in you don't have that job or, right, other thing yet. If and you're balancing that, or you have little ones, or you have middle schoolers, or you have high schoolers, or you have college kids. I mean, there's a lot of things on your plate. It's important to remember how much you've already done, how far you've already come, who you have become, and that you are still growing. You are going places. You are enough. Prove it to yourself. Give yourself accurate examples. Tell yourself the right version of the story. You're in charge of the story. Mind starts feeling like it's run amok. It's time to rein it in. Take charge. Right? You got this. I know you got this. I got this. You got this. But I'm here to hold space for you so that you can step out and you can activate your gifts. Share your value. Live your life on purpose and feel that power and that passion in every cell of your being. That's what feeling alive is. Thanks for joining the show. We'll see you back, of course, for another great episode soon. Just know that you are always good enough. I believe it. It's time for you to believe it. We'll see you again soon. Bye for now.